setting the bar, Kelly.
An example of what not to do.
Yeah, you know, look, I get it. We say on the show all the time, especially when we have people competing for prizes on our show, that sometimes you freeze up. Your brain goes blank when the spotlight is on you.
Yes.
So really, I'm not necessarily saying this is a setting the bar in the sense that, oh, this person is just a terrible person. It's just this, these things happen.
Right.
Right? So if you can manage to make it through the day without thinking the country of Spain is located in the United States, you're doing okay.
Oh.
Specifically New England.
Oh, goodness.
Now, this Family Feud contestant's answer has been making the rounds. And of course, Steve Harvey had some fun with it.
Well, they had their family and friends and everybody they know probably watching.
Name a U.S. state that is part of New England.
Spain.
I mean, look, it happens,
she
right?
She didn't even hesitate,
she didn't
right?
Nope.
Oh, I know this one's Spain.
Name a U.S. state that is part of New England. Spain.
Dang it. Are you sure?
Now listen.
Can we check a map?
Now listen. We're all making fun. We're all having a good laugh. Kelly, can you name, of the six states that make up New England, could you name
Maine?
Four of them.
Maine, New Jersey, New York.
New Jersey is not one.
Oh, it's not one?
No.
Then is New York?
No.
Oh.
You got
in New England?
Yes.
I got Maine right, right?
You got Maine.
Delaware? Connecticut?
Connecticut.
Vermont?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, so you got three.
Okay.
Where, Massachusetts.
Wait. But let's go back to New York and New Jersey. What are they considered?
East Coast.
Oh, okay.
New England is just above them.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Kind of East Coast, New England.
At least I didn't say Spain or Australia.
You did not. You did not. You are winning there. All right. So again, look, these things happen.
Yes.
They happen.
They do.
You know, we'll post the video up at Ben and Kelly Show on X. But yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day, look, hey, we all get nervous.
Yeah.
We all make those quick judgment errors and your mind goes blank and the first thing that comes to your head, Spain.
Yes. Well, and I'll admit one of the dumbest things I've ever said, a couple of the dumbest things I've ever said. My daughter was sharing that several weeks ago, she said that the dishwasher leaked water.
Yeah.
And then I asked her, did you clean it up? Which I would know because there's no longer water on the floor.
Oh.
Yeah. And she's like, no, Mom, I didn't clean it up. Look at all the water that's on the floor right now. It's been sitting there for a couple of weeks. I'm like, you're right.
Yeah, that was
really dumb.
See, sometimes you just say things before you really think them through.
And then I realized we were talking about my mom and my sister. We were sitting there talking. She's like, yeah, we were talking about the fact that my mom was 30 when she had my sister.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you were 30 before you had your first kid?
Not knowing that you were the actual
first
kid.
I am actually the first kid.
Right.
And I'm 4 years older than my sister.
Right. Sure. I get it.
We left by a half hour after about that. That's dumb. One of the dumbest things I've ever said.
Hey, I get it.
We say dumb things sometimes.
That happens. Yes. Listen to this show on a weekly basis and you'll understand. Yeah,
yes.
That happens. So anyways, there's your setting the bar story. Here on 99.70 JX.